Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to episode 22 of season 2. So, if you just joined, this is a very healthy Maria. Well, healthy-ish. Let's not say very healthy. Maria Larragain on Instagram. And I am joined by the ever so lovely Robin at A Tired Witch on Instagram.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Did you miss me?
I did. Yeah. I mean, our guests are lovely, and I'm so glad that Mikey and Olivia were able to fill in, but I'm glad you're back.
Honestly,
because I did miss
such
you.
Such cool guests.
What? Very cool guests. Real hotties. Gonna keep them around.
I guess I will let them replace me.
That's it. That is forever. Actually, this is actually an announcement, everyone.
I'm actually Nike and Olivia in a suit, in a Maria suit. So,
and Nike and Olivia in a long trench coat. Who is this 9-foot tall woman? Maria, you've grown so tall.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Before we start this podcast, mm-hmm. we should do a little bit of agenda stuff, little shop talk. This is going to be our last episode of the year. Mm-hmm. We will hopefully be doing a single coffee talk episode that will come out next week. But as we do every year, Maria and I both take off Yule to celebrate with our families. So mm-hmm. we will be having this episode, then a coffee talk mm-hmm. episode, hopefully. And then we're going to have a 2-week break in between. Yes. And we'll see you in 2022. So if you are listening, please know that we'll be back. We're just taking a short little break because we do it every year. mm-hmm. So there's
needed.
That. The
needed.
Other thing is to have the coffee talk episode. We need you guys mm-hmm. to submit some stories. We're not getting any this round, which is such a bummer because we want to hear your Yuletime festivities, stuff that you guys do with your families or with yourself. So mm-hmm. be sure to send us some submissions. This is the first time we've only had one submission, and that's not yeah. enough to talk about. So
yeah, we want to hear you guys' traditions with yeah. your family, or ones that you're even just starting and are
oh,
excited
yes, brand
about, you know?
New traditions. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. I know I've got a couple this
or
year,
even, like, you could tell us, like, some really cool, like, little, you know, history facts. That would be
yeah.
cool, too.
That would be cool,
we're
actually.
Open.
We're an open book here.
Write
and
us.
Then
I'm just kidding.
I feel like there was one other thing I had to bring up and I don't remember what it is, so oh well, it wasn't important, and if it is important, I'll say it again at the end. So if you are just joining us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how we can utilize this information in our practice. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that Nike filled in last week, and so Nike had this incredible, like, these are the lunar phases, and we love them for that. But you guys are now back to stuck with me. Sorry about it. So that being said, we have the upcoming full moon in Gemini on December 19th. And I personally am not a really big fan of this moon. I was just talking to Maria about this before we hit recording. but the Gemini full moons very specifically are all about things like mind, body, learning, and just how we process information and how we communicate in that sort of air. So that being said, I don't like this... I don't like this full moon because we are coming up on the holiday season. So that means that it is going to be doing a lot of communication-based spell work and processing spell work at the same time that we are dealing with our families. Yuck. It's just not really my favorite, but that doesn't mean that you can't utilize it in a lot of really great ways. If you are going to be meeting up with your family for this Yule, the full moon in Gemini is a good time to do spell work that is combating stubbornness, selfishness, gossip, maybe a little misinformation with your uncle, the QAnon supporter, and just general lack of empathy. These are the sort of things that we are going to be tackling, and we can do spell work to kind of counteract any early issues that one might have with their families. So very resourceful, very useful. I personally just don't like it because I typically find that any kind of family situation that aligns with the full moon in Gemini tends to be quite combative. So it's just not my favorite.
Yeah, maybe like doing like a friendship or love like spell jar or something, you know, for relationships that you want to flourish and do well, or hell, like even like make a peace spell. So if you're going to, you know, a get together with your family,
a calmness,
like doing a little everyone spell. Is going to mind their manners.
Yeah, just to keep everybody chill. And maybe you do a little spell that your racist uncle doesn't show up. Not because anything wrong happened to them. They just didn't feel like it. You know what I mean?
Use like olive oil or even like an olive branch to signify, you know, like, you know, peace, at least, you know, peace temporarily. Not that it's saying that you have to make peace with the uncle Robin's describing. Because who wants peace with uncle. Someone like that?
Listen, everybody has a racist uncle, okay? And I refuse to believe otherwise.
That one, you can banish.
These are the things to look at and to utilize. I think you guys will kill it. It might not be my favorite, but that doesn't mean that you specifically cannot have a very productive spell work for all this. So
just don't plan any family get-togethers like God. On that day.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't turn around, run the other direction. Think about doing something else.
So, if you just started listening to us, every podcast we talk about a random tarot card, we go over the universal meaning and then our own interpretations of the cards. Hearing others' opinions helps us form different opinions, or even those who have been practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. So, this week, we are talking about strength. On the Rider-Waite-Smith version of this deck, you will see a figure dressed in a white gown with a crown and an apron made of like greenery and feathers. An infinity symbol is above their head, and the figure is opening the mouth of a lion. And while that should be terrifying, they instead have like a serene look on their face. You know, petting a lion is no big deal, guys. The keywords of this card are inner strength, courage, and determination. So when this card pops up in readings for me or my clients, it is really just like an encouraging message to keep going and to keep looking scary situations in the mouth, because you do have the power to overcome them. Sometimes we underestimate ourselves and what we can accomplish, and I think this card is a testament to that. I also feel like this card shows that, you know, facing hard and difficult situations is a big part of our growth, as shown by like the apron and the crown of greenery. That these situations, no matter how much we wish they didn't pop up, they will. No one is immune to life's ebbs and flows. And I feel that, you know, the infinity symbol is once again like a message to keep going, like keep trying, rinse and repeat. I also think like temperance is kind of represented in this card as well, due to the figure's expression on their face. You know, they aren't in a rush. They are composed. So it's like reminding you to take it easy and slow. You won't be able to rush through anything. You need, you know, you might make the situation worse or have awful results. So you need some tact and some patience to get through it. So how do you view this card, Robin, dear?
So I have two takes on this card.
Okay.
It is both a positive and a negative take. I very much so agree with you in terms of resilience, etc. For me, a key word with this card is patience. The figure didn't just put her, like, you know, hands in the lion's mouth the moment she walked up to this lion. Think of it like a lion tamer. It's something that they've worked on together, etc., to get through it. However, I see this card come up, and a lot of people in like love readings, and a lot of people are like, oh, he's my crazy lion and I have to tame him and I should have patience. people are in projects. And when I see this card come up in a love reading specifically, it is a turn around and run. Get out of there. I only see that in love readings or this card being a negative, because people, like I said, people are not projects. And you shouldn't have to, like, tame someone's wild side, like, to have a happy life with them. Do you know what I mean? I typically see this card come up in romance readings when there is a partner who wants one partner wants the other partner to be their parent. Do you know what I mean? And to take care of them and for them to be reckless and wild and the other one like to be the soothing touch. And it ends up being a very toxic and emotionally abusive relationship in most situations. So not to be a downer, but that is a little Robin UPG for everyone that in love readings.
I actually agree with you 100% because that card comes up for me in a similar way. Like if it's in a negative spot upright in a reading, like, you know, brings all those negative things of the card upright to a head, and definitely comes off how you describe.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things that I don't like it. When I see it, I'm like, no, no. So just tread lightly. Have patience, but don't be a doormat.
100%.
Okay.
So,
what are we talking about today? Tell me what we're talking about.
So this week, we thought we'd talk about the winter solstice, since we'll be going on a break until after the new year. So kind of how we're celebrating and how we have in the past, you know, since someone is moving. So maybe we'll give you guys some like ideas on how to celebrate.
It's Maria, guys. Maria's moving, not me.
I wish. Get me out of here. I hate it here.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. So for the winter solstice / new year, what are like big rituals or little rituals that you like doing every year?
So, like, I think there is this, like, misunderstanding that, like, spirits just go away after Samhain, or at least they aren't as prevalent, but that isn't true. You know, throughout history in different cultures, there have been many stories and tales about the dead, you know, returning to this plane this time of year, either in the form of elves, spirits, you know, among other things. So, like, the winter solstice, hello, this year. Did it. Anyways.
Maria does not even know what year it is, guys. Let's give her a break, okay?
So for this winter solstice, I'm going to be writing letters to the ones that I've lost over the past years, you know, to my guides and ancestors and all that, and thanking them for everything they've done for me and wishing them well. And I'm going to be putting those letters on my trees. Lights on the tree, like, it's supposed to like draw them in, you like candles and stuff like that. So and then, you know, also on the night of the equinox, solstice. Okay, so we usually do a sun return ritual. We'll light all the candles in the house and like have a main candle going that represents the sun. Mm-hmm. And we of course have like our huge savory feast that night also with like all the fixings, but also mm-hmm. on the 24th we have a sweets and appetizer feast and watch like all the holiday movies. And of course, you know, we celebrate Santa Claus, the spirit of giving, on the 25th, which is, you know, represented by so many figures throughout history and even in different regions. And it's, you know, just a solid week of fun, magic, and excitement.
And it's funny you should bring up gift giving and Santa Claus, because every year for us on the 25th, mm-hmm. We celebrate Krampus and we go through the local town and we steal all the naughty children and we eat them.
Delicious witches.
Those naughty kids should have known better. Oh my goodness. My Christmas this year is going to be so much different. We are mm-hmm. in the middle of a move, as you guys know, because I haven't shut up about it for like the last month and a half. So our Christmas this year, our Yule, our winter solstice, mm-hmm. or equinox, if you're asking Maria, is going to be pretty chill. It's going to be pretty chill. I will be doing very similar to you. We do the we do the candles representing the sun's return. And mm-hmm. this year we should have a mantle and we should be moved and all that. So we'll have a mantle and I'm going to be doing something just really small on that with candles in a very similar light. I've actually got a gold candle that I found online that I'm going to be hopefully having shipped to the house for that. So I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be really nice and just special. And even though our Christmas is going to be very different this year than it has in the past, we are going to be doing very similar actually to you guys. We also do a sweets and snacks on the 24th. And then it's been a year. And it's been a year since the revelation of my Christmas quiche. And I will not be disappointing the masses. I will be doing Christmas quiche again this year.
Yay! Temperance and I have been talking about it.
Of course, you fucking assholes.
Temperance is like, we should stage an intervention.
No.
I was like, I bet you she's going to do it.
At this point, Christmas quiche has been a meme for the last year that I literally will never back down from it. See, this is the problem, is that everyone has pushed me so hard at this point that I will never break down or back down from the Christmas quiche. I tried to make a Thanksgiving casserole
every single year. Just like make it more and more quiche-y every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I just discovered Just Egg. Have you heard of that? It's an egg replacement. So this mm-hmm. year for my Christmas quiche, I'm mm-hmm. going to use Just Egg and mm-hmm. instead of the way I normally do it. And I'm going to make it like a normal traditional quiche. And we'll see. We'll see, guys. It might be the best thing ever. But Christmas quiche is alive and well and will be happening again. And I will post I posted the recipe actually today. I was on Kemp's podcast talking about marigolds. And somehow Christmas quiche got brought up again because of fucking course it did. And I promised that I would post the Christmas quiche recipe on her podcast the same day that her podcast episode came out, and so I did today. But I will be posting it again on the 25th. So
no matter how bad it looks, you have to post a photo.
I post a photo. I posted a photo 2 years in a row now, so this will be the third year that the Christmas quiche comes out. But for us, in terms of like the winter solstice and just like, you know, the sun coming back, all that, I actually do not do really any ritual work at that Christmas time, because for me, it is just important to spend time with my loved ones and to have like family time. And so and especially considering my spouse is not a practitioner of magic of any kind, I don't try to force that on him or force him to participate. And so instead, I force him to participate at the new year. And we do things like,
what do you do for the new year?
Setting our intentions for the next year, goals, all that. And we'll do like a fire burning ceremony on that, where we write down our goals and we burn them. We light bayberry and we will eat 12 grapes as the new year comes in. For us, I do more of my ritual like work actually on New Year's Eve and not on solstice at all.
That's funny, because it's the exact opposite for me. I mean, so for like New Year's, my family and I, you know, well, for the winter solstice, you know, we do the rituals or the return of the sun and stuff like that. And usually we do our intention setting then. But so for New Year's, my family and I actually follow like a German tradition. We have sauerkraut and pork. The sauerkraut gives you a fresh start to the new year. If you know what I mean. When you know, you know. Like, yeah. Intention setting.
I know what you're talking about.
The toilet bowl.
But Maria's gonna have the cleanest colon on January 1st, guys.
Exactly. So I also like to do two huge spreads for the upcoming year, like with tarot cards, of course. And one deals with subjects. Yeah, like with work, health, and family. And the other one deals with, you know, the energy of each upcoming month. And I also like doing like vision boards and banishment rituals. But that's usually after I because I usually go and like visit my family during the New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I have to do that stuff when I get back. So it's like a little bit after the New Year's, but yeah.
We do a tarot spread at the new year as well, and that is actually something I have historically been able to get Frank to join me in, although he's usually, you know, like, I'm a Catholic boy, I could never. He does on New Year's with me, which is nice, but I don't do a huge spread for that. Typically we just pick like 3 cards each, and it's going to be like the big theme of the year, our biggest obstacle of the year, and advice for the year ahead. So it's nothing crazy.
Like, yeah.
You participate.
I also feel like it's very important to say, if you do a spread, and let's say that a few of them are like bad, remember, like, the future can change.
It's also a whole year.
Like, yeah. The future can change. Like, you can fix it. That's why the whole reason why you're doing the spread is that you have the foresight that something's going to go wrong and you can fix it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think a lot of people get hung up on that.
And I like to describe tarot as taking a walk on a path. And it shows us the path that we are on currently and how that's going to look. Mm-hmm. But as the year progresses, little forks will come out. You know what I mean? Will present themselves as options, little alternative like detours that get us back onto the main path. But we can then choose different options for those temporary things that will just detour us a little bit and then get us right back on that same path. But it'll either skip that present outcome or situation or take us to something slightly better or worse, I guess. You can also make worse choices and make your life more miserable. So
that is true. You could have good cards and completely mess them up.
Yeah, let's sit in a little bit of reality here. You can be like me, a pure chaos, and make worse choices.
You?
I know. It's hard to believe, but it's true.
No.
If my Twitter would tell you anything, it says sometimes Robin does not think before she acts. I don't mean to. Oh my goodness. But yeah, overall, that is that. I mean, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do some just some light stuff. Just some light stuff. Nothing crazy. Yeah. Exactly. What are your goals for next year, madame?
Oh gosh. I was actually just writing this. I just wrote before we got on, drafted a blog post about it. I think next year I really have to focus on my health. So yeah. I mean, just kind of like, I always say, you know, like balance. Every single year I try to get more and more balance into my life because I always overdo it. You know, mm-hmm. I am not an able-bodied person, but I like to think I am. So I think just once again, listening to my body and taking time out when I need it and mm-hmm. not trying to force anything. But also, you know, like keep doing the things I love and keep improving on them as always. Like, I think this past year I've grown as like a photographer and I want to keep growing as a photographer. So pushing my limits. How about
I
you?
I love that. Well, I have a lot of goals for next year, actually. I plan on opening up a Tired Witch brick and mortar store next year.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm really excited too. Obviously, we will see, you know, what comes of that. But I am really excited about it. There's a lot of logistical factors, of course, that are going to come in. So saying that, that might mean that it doesn't end up happening for sure until the end of next year. But, I've already been looking at things and pricing stuff out, and I'm really excited about it because we'll be moved and in England, and to be really frank, there's not a lot of competition, in England in terms of like occult stores, which is strange, right?
So weird.
And the ones I have found don't have like online stores. Like, so how are people, so people have to physically come to you to be able to get things, which is just silly to me. But anyway, that is the goal. And I've got like a whole like mood board and vibe. I'm really excited. I'm going to have a whole interactive like altar space where people can like put in petitions to Santa Muerte, and I think it's gonna be really cool. I really hope it's gonna be cool, but I'm really excited about it and positive feelings for the future, which is part of the reason why I'm so frustrated with the scammers that are going on, because I have all these really big goals coming out, and if scammers are already taking advantage of my customers, what's gonna happen when there's like a physical store? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hope the whole witch community makes their way over to Vero, the social app, so we can get away from this crap. Yeah.
Maria's trying to make Vero happen, guys.
I am. It's a beautiful app anyways. Like, it looks 20 times better than Instagram. So
that is true.
I mean, and it's pretty great. And it's, yeah, no ads. Like, I'm so fucking sick of seeing ads.
Me too. I'm mostly just sick of the fact that there's no customer service on any of these apps.
That too. Like, I had problems on Vero and they were on it. And I was like, wow, what is this? Is this customer service?
Hello?
I have an Instagram. I have 4 Instagram like things that are still waiting for responses and that they're in review.
Don't even start it.
And it's like, are you kidding me?
Instagram recently told me that the account that is literally using my name, Robin Valentine, and has put their name as Tired Witch to trick people, right? They told me that they're not impersonating me. They're actually not impersonating me at all. So there you have it.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
What, they have a picture of you holding up your ID? Because that would be kind of hard to get in.
I don't know, but ugh, lordy. So, yeah, anyway.
Anyways.
Lordy.
Start off the new year right. We'll go to Vero. Yeah.
So before we end this segment.
Yes.
What are some ways that you recommend our listeners celebrate the new year?
honestly, just doing, like, being cozy. I think being cozy and doing whatever what cozy means for you. Oh, what, wait, are we talking about what they're doing for the winter solstice or New Year? Because if they're for the New Year.
I mean, whatever, either or. I say the New Year, but also solstice. It's the same kind of, like, general
okay,
time
frame. Okay. I went with something that wasn't there, but it's fine. I'll build on that first. sometimes being cozy to one person means, like, you know, family time and stuff like that. But sometimes people, like, they don't have, like, the best, like, home lives or family lives and stuff like that. And they don't want to build upon that. So do what cozy means to you. Like, cozy up next and watch a movie. You don't even have to watch, like, a holiday movie. Like, watch Die Hard, which is a holiday movie. But
it is a holiday movie. And anybody says it isn't can fight me.
We watch it every year. Anyways, but for the New Year, I think I posted, like, I might repost it this year on Instagram. I have, like, a champagne and intention setting ritual, mm-hmm. and also a banishment ritual where you, like, drink some champagne if you can have it. If not, you know, like, sparkling juice. But where you write out your intention, you drink a little bit of that, and then you banish whatever needs that you don't want to bring with you into the next year. You know, what you've already learned from that you're mm-hmm. like, just stay fucking in the past because we don't want you here. So, yeah. How about you? Do you have any
I tips? Love that. First of all, I love the champagne thing. So let's discuss that. drinking. Yes, please. I am a huge proprietor of burning bayberry on the New Year. It ensures good luck in the coming year. I personally burn just bayberry, but some people will get bayberry candles. So, you know, either or.
I love bayberry.
I
love those candles. So good.
The so grape good. Thing is like a Mexican thing. I don't know if other people do this, but you eat 12 grapes. It represents the 12 months of the year and good luck for each of those.
I love that. That's so cute.
Plus grapes are delicious. and I am a really, really big believer in intention setting versus resolutions. Resolutions are bullshit. Yes. They're meant to be broken. Mm-hmm. Stop making unrealistic exclamations for yourself. There's a reason you haven't been going to the gym, okay? And that's because going to the gym sucks. So instead of having this resolution where you're like, I'm going to go to the gym every single day, just have the intention of living a healthier year moving forward, because that can take on
100%
a bunch of different ideas, a bunch of different forms, mm-hmm. and it sets yourself up for far more success than a fucking mm-hmm. stupid resolution that you're just gonna break. You're gonna break it. I know you are. I am too. Mm-hmm. They're dumb. And I really like writing out my intentions for the year.
Yes.
Putting it in an envelope.
Great detail. Yeah.
Putting it in an envelope and then putting it behind my altar. Or if you mm-hmm. have like an altar that has drawers, put it in a drawer, put it underneath something, like where it's out of sight. Okay. And then next year, when the new year starts, you pull the old intentions out and you kind of just look back at where you were at the beginning of the year. You know, were you able to kind of allow yourself this ability to create that vibe that you wanted for yourself? Mm-hmm. And then you start the process all over again. So I think it's nice. I also think it's good for self-reflection and growth, because when we set these goals of being, let's say, well, let's use the healthy thing again, right? Of being healthier, mm-hmm. healthy takes so many different forms. And although maybe at the very beginning of the year, your idea was physical health, let's say, over the year, mm-hmm. that might have transformed into something like your mental health being really important and of more value, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. it's nice to see kind of where your mind was the year before and how that kind of transformed over the year. And that doesn't mean, even if you weren't able to manage it, that doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means that your life had different path for you at that time. And what can we learn from that in moving forward?
Exactly. I find most of the time my intentions or goals that did not work out actually had pretty great reasons, and I've mm-hmm. learned from them and I can utilize them in my future. Like, it wasn't for nothing. You know, it's kind of like the Six of Swords with the swords on the boat and you're moving on to next phase in your life sort of thing, mm-hmm. and bringing the knowledge with you. But yeah, I really, yeah, I love everything you said, and I completely agree.
Yay!
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
Oh, thank you so much for asking.
I'm very phlegmy, so it sounds very sensual.
That was very sensual.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am erect. Here is my $4 a minute. You are amazing. So what is stirring my cauldron is just a general thing from the year, in the year mm-hmm. past, which is our general growth on the Patreon and also here on the podcast. We really appreciate mm-hmm. everybody who listens and is here. And we really appreciate the people who go on to Patreon to support us, even at that $1 marker. It's all noticed. It's all appreciated. And we really love you guys so much.
Yeah, it really helps. Really, it really does.
And it, because of this community, because of the growth that we've seen, we're able to make this podcast happen, and we just really appreciate it, and we love you guys. So yeah, listeners, you're stirring my cauldron.
We even ended up on the Spotify charts, right?
We did. We were on the German charts for 5 weeks in a row, and we were in the top 100 for spirituality and religion in the United States, which is
awesome.
A marked improvement from last year. And really, just, we can't say it enough, guys. We really appreciate you. We love you, and we wouldn't be here without you. So thank you.
Thank you.
So, Maria, what is not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, I miss that sensual voice.
Yeah, I know. I thought about sending you voice memos where I was just whispering to you,
to
make you feel better, but... I don't like you that much, I guess.
Much appreciated.
Fine. So, what is not stirring my culture right now is, like, how many people feel like they have the right to tell someone they're doing something wrong within their practice? No. Obviously, there are exceptions to this rule, but I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about, like, personal correspondences, having different belief systems, or even ways of doing things, especially, like, based on culture, and just basically jumping to conclusions before not knowing the whole, you know, the full story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, As usual, I see this a lot on TikTok. You know, someone will see another person doing something one way and holy shit, now it's the only way to do that, like, particular spell. Mm-hmm. It's just honestly just so baffling. Like, for instance, you know, I posted a video, not a spell, mind you, that showed a broom on my door hanging right side up. And you would have thought I was inviting, like, all the bad spirits into my home thanks to that broom. And, you know, like, I appreciate people were concerned, but that broom is spelled in a different way. It is meant mm-hmm. to bring in abundance and warmth and good fortune into my home. And I spelled it that way. Now I have threshold spells that keep, like, my home protected. And believe me, I have my guard up. But it's just the amount of 100% certainty that people have that others are doing something completely wrong and then, like, dragging them for it. Like, also, for instance, the lovely and, like, hilarious Michelle that was a guest star here on one episode got told that her raw honey was lard. And she was that she was using to make herbal honey instead of saying, like, why is that?
They were like, I need to process this. They saw raw honey and they went, that's actually lard. That's lard.
Yeah. Instead of like, why does the honey look like that? Instead, this person was like, that isn't honey. That is lard. What are you doing? Like, no sarcasm detected. And you you know, this is only like Google.com
is fucking free. Google, when somebody says I'm using raw honey and you go, that looks like lard, then go to the handy smartphone that you are going to comment that ridiculous comment on and Google raw honey and then go, wow, look at that. It looks like fucking lard because that's what raw honey looks like. Oh my God. Sorry, I don't mean to interject, but and then, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, you use a particular herb in a spell and you're like, well, I wouldn't use it for that. And that's like, that's great for you. That's awesome. Congratulations. But like, obviously, if it works for someone and it's a legit reason why they're using it, just leave it alone. Like, obviously, this isn't just a TikTok problem or even like a witch problem in some cases. You know, people just don't talk to each other anymore. No one wants to understand anything. And some people just don't see how narrow their way of thinking has become. Like, people feel justified to say anything online and be complete, you know, be ignorant and assholes. And I always tell my clients, you know, witchcraft is meant to take you out of a box and that society has put you in. So why in the hell would you put yourself in another? But like, yes, it's just
people
ask
feel safe
all the
in
questions.
Their boxes, man.
Yeah, like do you research before jumping to conclusions.
We or like don't do yell at experts. You just try to not yell at experts. That is not that hard. Yeah, it's not that hard. Goodness, that's so ridiculous. I can't believe that. I'm literally baffled hearing that. That's insane. I will be thinking about that for the rest of the day.
Like where people just feel justified to write that sort of stuff, and it's just
my favorite example.
It's so disheartening.
My favorite example of exactly what you're describing is mommy bloggers. Now, I personally do not wish to put my kids on the internet, but there is absolutely, I'm not trying to, I want to just preface, I'm not dissing anybody who chooses to, okay? It's my preference. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with other people's preference. Everybody's doing their fucking best. I'm not here to shade moms, okay? Moms are tired and y'all are rocking it. But there was somebody who is a mommy blogger, and everything that she posted, people were like commenting on it, being like, your kid's too young for this, or they're too big for that, or whatever. And she posted and she was just like, I am just so glad that TikTok has so much free medical advice. Like, I have been paying for insurance this entire time for her pediatrician to tell us what to do, but I'm going to cancel that now because there are so many TikTok doctors that are just giving away this information for free. I don't need a doctor. And that just made me laugh because it's just like, you don't know somebody's entire story. You don't know what's going on there. You don't know what the professionals are saying behind the scenes, and yet you're gonna fucking say something like, ugh. Anyway,
it's like embarrassing. I don't know.
It's embarrassing. Like, imagine commenting that with such gusto, like with such conviction that you're like, that's actually lard. That is embarrassing.
You know where I see it a lot? I see it when people post like pictures of their tarot spreads or something like that, and like,
oh my god, me too.
Like, they don't even say anything about their spread, they're just posting a picture of it, and they're like, wow, it looks like you're going through a hard time. It's like,
oh my god,
you have no idea what that spread is about, or if they use specific prompts. A prompt and the cards around it can completely change everything. So you're like reading into a situation you have no fucking idea about. Like,
one time I posted a TikTok, or it was either TikTok or it was a reel, I don't remember at this point. And it was like, just like a, oh, come to work with me, right? And I was like lighting the incense at my altar, lighting my candles, I made a cup of coffee, and I was just pulling cards for a client for my day job, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody was fucking commenting on it. All these people were commenting on it, being like, the wheel of fortune reversed, they're gonna die, or some crazy shit like that. And I was just like, it is not that serious. Like, I just specifically remember that client, what they had asked about was a yes or no question. That was it. It wasn't like this deep fucking thing. It was a yes or no question. And you're like sat here projecting these insane things to it. And it's like, the answer is just no, guys. It's a yes or no. Like, I'm pretty sure they were like, you know, should I cut bangs or something? I mean, it's not obviously that, but it was something like that. And I was like, oh, no, the cards say no. It wasn't that deep. Like, relax. Oh, my God. Is Bob into me? Like, nope, sorry, I'm not seeing it. And they're like, you're going to fucking die. Your entire life will collapse before you. And you're like, wow, calm down. It's not that serious.
It's just, you know, I love posting my like spreads to my stories because I love my tarot cards and like they're so pretty. So of course I'm going to post like a picture of my spreads. But I remember when my DMs were turned on, I would get so many like, what would you call it? Like, I don't know, tarot experts thinking that they knew what was going on. You don't have any idea what's going on, but
they actually do, like, and they know more than you in every capacity.
It's like, guys, just leave. I'm just enjoying my cards and like having, you know, and I just wanted to show the picture to you. I don't need help. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. If I have help, I'm going to ask Robin, not you.
Yeah, she's going to come to me, okay? Because I'm hot and sexy. Lordy. What's not stirring our cauldron was a lot, and that's okay.
We needed a good rant so we can go into the new year.
Yay! Yeah. Put away your lard, guys, all right? Even if it says raw honey, you put the lard away.
Stop saying it's honey.
Stop saying it's honey. End the honey lies now. Well, if you're listening to this, this might be your first week. If it is, hi, how are you? We talk about shops, creators, photographers, artists that we're loving right now. These are things that we found organically. And just because we have submissions open now for the Coffee Talk part of the podcast, that is not an invitation for you to send us your business inquiry.
No. Stop.
That's weird.
Stop it.
And sometimes no answer is an answer. So there you go. Anyway, that being said, Maria, who are you loving right now?
So I'm actually loving, they're called Javamancy boards. And the one that I found is from Modern Conjure.
They were talking about that in the Discord.
Exactly. Like someone got it and now it's on my like wish list for the holidays. They're really cute. Like they're little boards with like different symbols and stuff on them. And each symbol like means something specific or even, you know, you go off of your intuition, personal correspondences, whatever. And you have like three coffee beans and you throw them onto the board. And if they're right side up or upside down, they mean something particular, and what if they're close to something, or you know, if it lands on a particular symbol, it's just really neat and really cute. I love coffee, I love divination, and it's like a match made in heaven, and I want it. And if my wife doesn't get it for me, I am getting it next month for myself. Yep.
I love that Thank so you. much. So if you're listening, wife, just know that you fuck this up. It's just another way that Robin's creeping in and replacing you. So think about that. I'm just kidding. She would literally kick my ass into a million pieces. Please don't hurt me. Thank you. I love you.
No, Scarlet's a teddy bear. So
yeah, like, yeah. Scarlet could beat my ass.
She might be a derby chick, but like
she's scary
flower.
Guys, she's scary. Scarlet's terrifying. Everyone be afraid for me. My life is in danger.
How about yours? Who you loving?
For me, I am loving this little Instagram like account I found, but they have a shop called Abbey Toads. And specifically, they have this set of enamel pins that are a bunch of different little mushroom characters that are like playing music.
They're so cute.
And there's like a little Grim Reaper one that's like a death cap. And oh my God, they're so cute. And I have not like been loving on little mushroom friends or like lapel pins in general in a really long time. So yeah, I'm pretty jazzed about it, and
they're so cute.
I will be purchasing them for myself, so
even their drawings are really cute. I love them.
Frank, I know you're editing this. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer for your beautiful, gorgeous, flawless wife, you could go to Abbey Toads on Abbey period Toads on Instagram and just pick me up some lapel pins.
Yeah, or I will come in and steal your wife. Yes.
Remember, you, girl.
Since we're in a committed relationship.
We're in a relationship. Actually, guys, a really big announcement to make. We are officially dating. You heard it here first. That is 100% a lie. But apparently we give people the impression that we are literally in a monogamous, like, relationship. And I love that.
So, it's that not stirring part.
It
throws everyone off.
It is. So Maria and I are horny for each other in life and in love. Oh my God. Thank you guys all so much for listening to us. We hope you'll join us on the start of the new year on January 7th for our first episode of season 3. Or you can hopefully catch us with an in-between for Coffee Talk before then. Like I said, send us your stories. We really would like to hear them. Or you can check me out on our Instagram, our Twitter, or you can go to coffeeandcauldrons.com for more information.
Or you can join us on our Discord tier, which is First Coven on Patreon, and we can answer your questions in our part 2 next time. If you're loving Coffee and Cauldrons, also please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us and helps get our podcast out there to new listening ears. So we would definitely appreciate it.
We do appreciate it so much. You'll even get to hear our lovely, sexy, sensual, absolutely perfect voices for an additional 30-minute episode for being on the Patreon's costume tier and up. I can speak.
So, again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from At a Tired Witch on Instagram.
And I'm Maria from At Maria the Arcane on Instagram.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
One. Two, three, five witnesses. That sounded like perfect, actually. I just want to point that out. That might have been perfect.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.